Good afternoon. High pressure is dominating the weather picture across interior New York and New England at the surface and now aloft, with the upper level energy that produced the coastal storm yesterday pivoting through the Canadian Maritimes. An upper level ridge is now building in to produce sinking air and will have plenty of sunshine throughout the day, which will help push temperatures into the lower and middle 80s on average. That high will hold on through the night tonight, and skies will be mostly clear. Some energy riding through southern parts of Ontario into Quebec could touch off a scattered shower along the Canadian border, otherwise partly cloudy skies, with most everyone dropping back into the 50s. So with the ridge of high pressure aloft and the surface high dominating into tomorrow, we'll have another dry day with a mix of sun and clouds. Again, that energy closer to the Canadian border could touch off a shower well to the north, but with the sunshine, temperatures will surge into the lower and middle 80s once again. As we get into the day on Tuesday, we'll continue to enjoy dry weather with a warm-up, most everyone in the mid-80s with mostly sunny skies. By Wednesday, some energy from southern and central Canada will swing through the Midwest and head in our direction along with a cold front. This could be close enough to touch off a scattered shower or thunderstorm on Wednesday afternoon, and once again on Thursday as well, with highs both days in the mid-80s. With the disturbance drawing closer Friday and to start the weekend on Saturday, more clouds than sun, with increasing chances of showers and thunderstorms by the end of the work week and to begin the weekend, highs remaining in the lower to mid-80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an active monsoonal flow regime will usher abundant tropical moisture into the Four Corners region over the next couple of days. Locally heavy rainfall is likely along the east-facing slopes of the southern and central Rockies, given sufficient upslope flow against the terrain. Some of the storms coming off the mountains are forecast to be slow-moving, thus enhancing the threat for flash flooding across the southern high plains. Meanwhile, a building upper ridge along the west coast will spread expansive heat into the region. The largest departures from normal should be from the northern parts of California into the Pacific Northwest and upper Intermountain West, with readings about 10 degrees above seasonal averages. Excessive heat watches and warnings have been issued for these areas. Farther south, widespread highs between 100 and 110 degrees are likely across interior central valleys of California and into the desert southwest. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 34 at Estacourt Station, Maine, and South Lincoln, Vermont. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny, lower 80s, Boston sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 62, the record high 100 set in 1933, and the record low 44 in 1968. Sunrise this morning was at 5:45 a.m., sunset this evening 8:18 p.m., 14 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and comfortably warm today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and comfortably warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog developing and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and comfortably warm today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and comfortably warm today with highs right around 80. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the middle 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and comfortably warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog developing and lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-80s. Mostly sunny Tuesday in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and Thursday, with just a chance of a shower or thunderstorm both days in the mid-80s. And a better chance of showers and thunderstorms on Friday and Saturday. Otherwise, partly sunny skies and more humid both days, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.